There was a couple of good debuts this weekend for some rookie quarterbacks. We obviously Michael Penix. I thought Michael Penix looked good for the most part. But you had other guys, including former Auburn, former Oregon quarterback, and his grandmother is a friend of Tiffany's, by the way, Bo Nix. Bo Nix's grandmother is really good friends with Tiffany. They text back and forth. They've met.
Is this sarcasm?
No, it's true.
Nope.
It's true.
They flew next to each other on a flight and exchanged numbers, and now they hit it off.
I never sat next to anyone interesting on a flight. Yeah. Someone actually ate a raw egg. That's a story for a different day.
Yeah,
that's, on a plane?
Yeah. Next to me. Mm. Yeah.
I sat next to a guy one time that called
Rocky.
Raw meat, too, actually.
Were you sitting next to Rocky?
No. This is a human being.
I've told you a story before. I sat next to a guy on a flight that caught one of Nolan Ryan's no-hitters one time. Had a ring on his hand. I was like, dude. I mean, talked the whole time. That guy was probably like, please get away from me.
Were you sitting first class?
Yes.
I knew it. In economy, I don't sit next to anybody.
I'm a big dude. I got to have those big
seats. I flew to Vegas one time, and this girl looked like she might have taken a Percocet or something because she kept falling asleep and drooling on me.
Girl coming back from Vegas threw up the entire flight next to me. God. They had to give her a trash bag.
Okay.
A trash bag.
Yes, because she was.
Well, we have gone completely off the rails here.
Pivot. Pivot.
So Bo Nix looked good. 15 of 21, 125 yards and a touchdown in his debut. Now, honestly, Broncos quarterbacks all in all look good because Zach Wilson was 10 of 13 himself. And then Jarrett Stidham, who started the game, was 4 of 7. It looks like Jarrett Stidham might go into the season right now as it sets as the starter. But then J.J. McCarthy, he had a good game as well. He was 11 of 17 for 188 yards and two really good touchdown throws and a pick. This rookie class of quarterback, it might be the one that we kind of restore some faith in rookie quarterbacks classes. Based on, remember that one in 21? That 21 class, been a little bit of a debacle in the NFL.
Yeah, you just mentioned one of their names, Zach Wilson. I'll say this. I also, somehow we got all the way through that without mentioning Caleb Williams. I thought he looked good. Footwork is good. Throwing balls off balance, off timing. He's kind of everything that we thought he'd be so far. If they can keep him clean, he's going to look nice as well. And you mentioned Bo Nix. Bo Nix made a throw to the flat on what I think was a hot read or just a, hey, if you get a one-on-one on the outside, make a quick throw. I thought that was, I mean, it was pinpoint to for a touchdown throw as well. So I'm with you, man. I thought a lot of these young guys, now, always bears mentioning, they are playing backups. Once they go against first-string secondaries, that will get a little bit more difficult. But I really loved what I saw in that first preseason game from a lot of those rookies for sure.
Yeah, it was really good. It's cool for me to see these guys, you know, step up and play well when there's so much scrutiny on these guys. They're so big of a, they're under the big eye here, and everyone's looking right at them. So it's good to see them.
Microscope.
That's the word I want to use.
The big eye.
The big eye, like the Lord of the Rings. The big eye that just looks on everybody. Well, I was doing three things at once as well.